Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the most basic form of Eruv, where someone declares, Shvisasi bimkomi, I declare that I am where I am, that my location for Shabbos is right here. And when he does that, he gives him 2,000 amos from where he is. And Mishnah Tes says, Vizohi she'amru, and that is what Chazal meant when they said, "Ani me'arith baraglav." A poor person can make an eruv with his legs, meaning wherever he is, that's where the eruv is. He can go somewhere and wait there during Ben Hashmashos on Friday, and that becomes his location. And then he can travel 2,000 amos from there in any direction. Now, it's important to note that when we say poor person here, it's not necessarily poor person globally, it's poor person at the moment. So typically, when we talk about travelers, we're talking about what we call the poor person, because they don't have their house, and they don't have their stuff, and they don't have lots of food, and they don't have anything, really, except for whatever they have with them. And so that is what we mean when we say poor. Actually, travelers would be included in that as well. Now, Rabbi Meir says, I'm Rabbi Meir, Anu ein lanu elo ani. You know, the Chazal said for poor people, that's literal. This halacha only applies for poor people. And if you are not a poor person or a traveler who is functionally a poor person at that moment, you can't do this. You need to use food for an Eruv. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says the exact opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Echad ani v'echad ashir. It doesn't matter if you're poor or you're wealthy. In fact, it's not that the main form of Eruv is with food, and Chazal made an exception that a poor person doesn't need food. It's the other way around. The main point, the main form of Eruv is to actually be there with your legs, to walk to somewhere and stay there and be there as Shabbos starts. And that's the most basic form of declaring your location. Lo amru me'arvin bepas el lahakel al ha'ashir. The whole reason that Chazal instituted the idea of making an eruv with food is to make it easier for people who have money. Shelo yetze v'arv baraglav, that he shouldn't have to go out and stand out there in the dark, and as it gets dark, in possibly the rain and possibly the cold and possibly the heat, and he shouldn't have to do that. It's easier for him to just take some food and put the food in that location, and that is just easier. And so Chazal made this special takana that you could do it with food. But really, of course you could do it with your legs. Anybody could do that. That's the most basic form.